This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know how you say large non-fat latte please in Russian, but it doesn't much matter anymore because Starbucks said today it's shutting things down over there. Coca-Cola did the same thing. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on the Corporations with a Conscience desk today.
Jeff Sonnenfeld and his team at the Yale School of Management are keeping a list of companies that have changed their operations in Russia, and it's being updated around the clock. A couple of hours after we spoke, McDonald's announced it's temporarily closing its 850 locations in Russia.
There's a spectrum of approaches, some of them that have been quite noteworthy and massive.
Like BP and Shell pulling billions of dollars in operations.
On the other extreme of the spectrum, you do have places saying, well, we're going to put on hold our future investments.
Like Yum Brands, which is putting new projects on hold, but keeping over 1,000 KFC and Pizza Hut locations open. And Sonnenfeld says this is where business models come into play. Because unlike McDonald's, which operates its own locations in Russia, Yum Brands operates under a franchise model.
So they can control the way the product is advertised and quality standards, but they don't have control over whether or not they're in business, because that's what they have, in fact, have sold.
It's one of many complexities companies are thinking about right now. Perhaps the biggest one is how long will this war last? N.O. Siemson, a professor of operations management at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says if the conflict is short and companies want to reopen their operations...
All the investments you've made over years are basically gone. If you want to re-enter the Russian market, you're starting more or less from scratch.
It might be a reason why McDonald's says it will continue paying workers while stores are closed, because shutting down isn't just about pulling money out of Russia. It's about psychological power.
So if people in Russia right now can't go to the mall and buy the latest smartphones anymore, they will very actively feel that they're not part of the global community anymore due to what has happened.
Which is the point, but it may also make Russians sour on those brands for a very long time. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.